Last time on Amy and Sean.
This song has a special moment in my heart as well. This is the song I lost it to.
Really, Constance?
Cisco was the soundtrack to the most disappointing day of her life.
Today's a new day with a new way to wake up.
Good morning.
Amy and Sean starts now on 102.7 VGS.
Let's begin now.
It's a big day in the Thomas household.
Oh.
Jaden is going back to school.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he was homeschooling, like doing the online thing.
Yeah, he did that the entire year, right, this year until today. And he is so excited, and it makes me so happy because he's 14 years old, and it was over the routine of like an adult. He would wake up, have breakfast, work out, go to his room and do, you know, his school. Mm-hmm. So he's so excited, and I've literally never seen him excited to go to school.
You were telling me this could happen, and I think this is going to be a good thing for him. Because, you know what, it's all about, like, that social life.
Yeah.
And to not have that, to be stuck behind the computer.
I know. Stinks. And it's because he's got his football friends. Those are the only people he sees. And, like, they all go to different schools. They live in different parts of the valley. So it's not like, we tried it and it did its purpose. And now he's so excited to go to school, and it's so funny. So I'm like, listen, this excitement, like, make sure your grades are better. Okay. Because they were really good in the beginning of this year. And then we've seen them drop because, like, I'll walk upstairs and he's like staring at the wall and like the teacher's talking. I get it. I couldn't imagine. He's like, I already did this in 2020. I don't want to do this again.
Did you ever do any online classes in your entire career?
No.
See, I did a little bit in college. Like, you know, this early online learning. Like, this is what, but like before it was good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I failed both.
Or they just give you slides of things.
Pretty much. Like, it was very bad. And it was not keeping my attention at all. And you just, your eyes glaze over. Mm-hmm. And then you're on the computer that you do fun things on. So you're like, oh, you know what? I'll just continue doing fun things. And then you just don't do the work.
Right.
Some kids are able to do it and they thrive. I was not one of them.
Yeah. And in the beginning, he loved it. He's like, this is great. This is easy. I got this easy schedule. But you could see in his grades and even like just in him as just a kid, like just bored, and I don't want to say depressed because that's such a hard word, but like kind of sad just sitting there.
Eighth grade or ninth grade?
He's eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Yeah,
all right.
So next year high school. So, and I'm like, this is 3.5 months left of school, which is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
And so back to school for Jaden. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. That was that's fantastic. I was speaking of school, I was driving up Durango yesterday. I wanted to get a Roland Smoke barbecue. Okay. Last night, I had a little bit of a hankering, so I'm going north on Durango, right there, Merry Hill School, just south of Tropicana.
Uh-huh.
It's like 8 at night. The school blinky lights thing was on.
Come on.
At like 8 at night. Yeah, yeah. So I called Metro. I'm like, some people are going 15 and some people are going 50.
Yeah.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah. So. I would get so angry when those were on, like during the weekend and like during the pandemic, just 7 days a week they're on. I'm like, come on, folks.
Good for nothing,
nobody's
kids.
Nobody's here. Nobody is here. Let me go faster.
Back in my day, you had to survive. Hey. We got more Madonna tickets.
We do. When you hear a Madonna song played on this station, you got to be calling number 7 and you get a pair of tickets. But we got another pair too.
Yeah, so there's the 7:45 Google Predicts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, that Madonna song. And then it goes on throughout the day. Sammy has some as well.
Yep.
Everyone.
Madonna tickets.
Madonna Mia. How many more times can I make that joke?
I don't know. You did it yesterday. I was like, huh? Oh, I get it.
It's an Italian thing. 102.7 VGS. Good morning.
Now back to Amy and Sean.
102.7 VGS.
I got to say that Britney Spears call was classic. You're using 911 in the wrong way.
I try to avoid calling 911. Like yesterday, I saw at 8 at night. There was a school zone lights were going off in front of Merry Hill School on Durango. And I'm like, let me call 311. And 311 is like, this is a non-emergency line. For emergencies, call 911. If you'd like a job with Las Vegas Metro, do this. And then it just starts going through like this tree. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to call 911. So I call 911. and I feel like a jerk doing it.
Yeah,
like,
you might be the problem, actually.
Well, some people are going 15, some people are going 50. We know how that ends. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm trying to be Sean Tempest, a good boy.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I had to dial 911. I was on my way to work. I don't know. It was maybe earlier last year. And it's 4:30, and I got off on Sahara, the 215 in Sahara, and I'm driving past downtown Summerlin.
Okay.
And, well, I hadn't gotten there yet. But, you know, if you're on the 215 and you want to get to Red Rock, or, like, if you want to go that back way, you have to get off Sahara.
And then there's that, like, frontage road that gets you to Red Rock, or you could take Charleston, but yeah.
But to go over, right, you have to go over that bridge. And there was a van that was doing that, just that, on the 215 going over Sahara. Mm-hmm. And there was a car on Sahara that ran the red light and smashed into, or I'm sorry, it wasn't a car. It was a Jeep, top off. And he slammed, and I'm right there at the stoplight. And I'm like, I've never seen it. An accident happened like right in front of me.
Never, really.
And the van went over me, I felt like, but on the side. So it's behind me upside down at this point. The Jeep is in very bad shape, and the guy is in very bad shape. So I get out of my car and I run over to the Jeep, and oh gosh, his fingers gone.
No.
And
no,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
Oh my gosh. So stupid. Are you okay? What, Amy? No, it's not okay. So I dial 9. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get 911. Like, can I don't know what to do. I'm by myself. It's dark out still. I could smell like the accident smells. Yeah, I still haven't even gone to check on the guy in the Jeep or in the van, because that's upside down and all smoky. And I'm like, I don't know if I can handle checking on this guy.
Yeah.
If he's not with us, I don't know if I'll
be
able to do
that. It's all
adrenaline
for you at this moment.
Yeah. So I call 911 and I'm on hold. And I'm like, oh my God, this is not good. So I'm on hold. And I'm on hold for like probably 4 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating, and 4 minutes seems like a very, very, very long time when this guy is like severely bleeding, and this guy, I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
So by the time somebody got on the call, on the phone with me, a couple more people had stopped and were trying to help out. But now I'm the worst person to call 911. Where are you? You know where downtown Summerlin is? North or south? Downtown Summerlin's on my left. North or south? Okay, you know the bridge over the 215 on Sahara? No. That's where I am. You'll see us. There's two flipped cars.
Yeah.
Come find us. So, I mean,
there's a street sign there, though.
I said I was on 215 in Sahara, but which way? Where? Like, it doesn't.
The one closest to downtown Summerlin.
Well, I mean, just, hindsight's 2020. I was like, I'm at 215 in Sahara, north or south. I'm not sure. So anyways, they did get there so incredibly fast once I was able to
convey where you
to
were
to speak with somebody.
Yeah.
And so when I talked about this before, I told the story and I was just like beaten to a pulp, saying like, oh my gosh, you're talking crap about 911. That is not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is, people use 911 for the most ridiculous things when you're not supposed to.
Tammy just, she 911 judged me. She says, Sean, I'm not judging you. However, which means she's
judging me. That's what I said. You shouldn't have done it.
I don't feel like school zone lights flashing after hours is an emergency.
I agree.
If you were there and you're witnessing some people are driving 15 and some people are driving 50 and cars are weaving to get past the fit, like, it was going to end in an accident for sure. That's why I'm like, I want to avoid this, but I called 311 first. I tried. Yeah. I did try. And they thanked me for the call. So, you know, I feel like, you know, 1 minute in and out, gave me the information they needed.
But really, they hung up. They're like, idiot.
No. It's like, I'm not calling for fireworks. I felt as though a person could potentially get very hurt if it was not addressed, because I was witnessing it happen. 15, you know.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
You can try to plead your case. I avoid
the 911 call often.
That was the only one I've ever called in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, It's only for an emergency.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, okay. Well, you'd never witnessed an accident before that. Mm-hmm. I was being chased by a motorcyclist one day. I think I talked about this story before. And the problem is, like, so you call 911. What do you need? Police, fire, medical? I'm like, I need police. There is a motorcyclist that is chasing my car trying to fist fight me. Okay, cool. Where are you? I'm on Blue Diamond Road. Oh, that's Highway Patrol. Let me transfer you. Thank you for calling Nevada Highway Patrol. Someone will be with you shortly. And I'm like, get out of the car. Finally, like, I just shook him. And they're like, okay, where is he? I'm like, don't worry. I just got him. He's on an off-ramp. I got him. It's good.
It's
a lot of pressure. It's kind of like when you call a radio station. Some people get deer in headlights syndrome, and they don't know what to do, and they get very nervous. I get kind of nervous when you call 911. Okay, 702-597-1027. What's the dumbest reason you've called 911, admittedly? Or do you work at 911?
And yeah, I talked to... They call for the most ridiculous reasons. Most ridiculous reasons. And it's kind of frustrating, honestly. But I guess they're just... And they don't have as many people in the call center as they need. So it's like, gosh, when you're calling about your water that won't shut off or whatever, it's wrong number.
I will say, 911 was really quick to answer. Mm-hmm. And it was a really quick call. I feel like I did my part yesterday.
Of course you do.
I don't want to be judged, Tammy, all right? I'm trying to make this better place. She just texted. I was thinking the same thing. When they hung up, they said, this guy.
Yep.
127 BGS. We have an update on 911 stories. Mm-hmm. Anna texting us saying, when I was a freshman in high school, my friend's mom called 911 because her daughter was choking on a popsicle. I was like, it's going to melt. Well, you just have to hope it melts faster.
Well, I know. Jaden actually, when he was little, was choking on an ice cube. You know, when you get your ice out of the fridge and one had fallen on the ground and he was choking on it. That was very, very scary.
It could be scary. I climbed a tree when I was a little boy. And I got up on that tree, and then I was really afraid to make the 5 foot, maybe, no, probably 6.5 foot jump down. And so my mom called 911, and the fire department came and picked me out of the tree.
She didn't go get you?
No.
Oh, my God.
What do you think this is?
Wow. I see where you get it from.
Detective Robert saying 911 is so short-staffed, you guys would be shocked. Every 911 call goes to Metrocom, LVMPD. If it's for North Las Vegas or Henderson or fire or medical 911, they have to transfer you. It's crazy how shorthanded they are.
I completely understand. That's why.
Yeah, they need more people.
Well, yeah, and also people have to stop calling for dumb reasons. It just, I mean, that's why it was on hold, because people were probably calling like, hey, I think that, you know, my TV won't turn on. I think somebody's, I don't know, it's just for dumb reasons.
I feel like you're attacking me, because every time you say dumb reasons, you look me right in the eyes.
I mean.
I'm telling you, man.
Guilty conscience.
You know, they go 55 on Durango. You have people going 15. It's a matter of time, so the bumper gets crushed. You never know. A kid could be there, too. I was looking around for kids. Like, where are the kids at?
If it's in your newsfeed, it's in the feed with Amy and Sean. 1027 VGS.
High school student in New Jersey was just arrested. Why? She's not supposed to be there.
Wow.
She's 29 years old. Her name's Haizhong Shin. She was charged after filing false documents, posing as a high school student for 4 days.
Like Josie Grossi. You don't remember that movie?
It was the Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She gave a fake birth certificate. And the way it works there is you have 30 days to, you know, they vet and make sure everything's legit. And they're like, oh, that's not real. And then they caught her, and now she's gone. And the school's like, oh, yeah, anyone that talked to her would like to talk to you. What happened there? Daft Punk. They quit 11 months ago. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they filmed that in Death Valley somewhere.
Yeah.
But they had this really, you know, dramatic video and such great music. But you never got to see the guys because they only had the masks on. And they, like, it's smart because, you know, you never knew how old they were.
Right.
And then Deadmau5 kind of did the same thing. And Marshmallow does the same thing. So, like, yeah, you could be 80. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to play some dance music for your boys. But you still look like a fresh-faced Marshmallow. Uh-huh. Well, one of the members has gone on to create their own solo orchestral project called Mythologies, and he's sort of shown his face via an illustration. Thomas Bangalter, it is confirmed, has eyes, a nose, and a mouth, and a short beard, and wears glasses. The end.
Wow.
You wanted to know one of the guys from Daft Punk looks
very
like.
Very underwhelming.
Turns out he looks like a human.
Yeah.
Quite the scene on the court in Chicago. Loyola Chicago facing off against Duquesne. When out of nowhere, with 16:30 left in the second half, a man in a yellow jacket walked out of the court attempting to deliver Uber Eats to someone at the arena.
Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner.
There
he is, in the corner.
This guy is actually, who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later.
Literally just showed up on, like, during a play within a foot and a half of somebody with the ball.
That's service.
And it got to whoever he was looking for.
I'm just curious, like, how do you get past all that? Like, how? I mean, I see he's on the court. He's right on the court there. It's weird.
He later went to call 911 for Britney Spears. Yeah. Finally, single ladies, listen here. If you're looking for a real man's man, a sexy hunk that isn't buried in their phone like you might be, TikTok has the answer for you. The latest trend is women trying to find a husband at Home Depot.
Ladies, no joke, Home Depot is where you go if you want to meet a man. I found at least 3 husbands. I mean, they had wives, but like, don't let that stop you.
So now there are a bunch of women that are going into their local Home Depots trying to pick up a man.
Best place to meet real men who don't use the net often, Home Depot, make it a day.
Do you have an aisle specifically where single men are? Are you guys single?
No.
Damn it.
Thank you.
That wasn't the answer at all. I'm going to go to Lowe's now.
That's amazing. Now I got to write down, Patrick is not allowed to go to Lowe's or Home Depot. Only pick up.
Just stay in the car. Very good.
At store pickup, right, bro?
Home Depot needs to open a dating app now. They have to. And I have the name of the app.
Okay.
Move over. Tinder. Timber. Tell me they should have done a Timber app. Yeah. Come on.
That's amazing.
Get the Home Depot people on the phone.
Yes.
This is money. 1027 VGS.
Sure, Google knows what you're thinking, but does Amy know what Google is thinking? It's time to play
Google Predicts with Amy and Sean. 1027 VGS.
We back at it.
Yes, we are.
Madonna.
You can't do it again. You've done it like 4 times.
I didn't say Mia. I separated it.
She's going to be here October 7th and the 8th at T-Mobile Arena. You will be at one of those shows if I can do my job correctly.
Yeah, do your job. So Bill Belichick says. Christina's here. She works in gaming.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
She could be doing anything from the president of Aristocrat to dealing out blackjack. We just don't know. She works in gaming. Christine, we wish you the best of luck. You know how this works. 10 seconds on the clock for Amy. Amy's going to hear the start of a Google search. She has to figure out what Google auto-completes. The top auto-complete. She can do that. While you're on the line, that 10 seconds, boom, you go to Madonna. Okay, we ready?
Oh, my girl.
All right, let's go.
All right. Hey, Amy, if I'm pregnant, can I...
Drink?
No.
Smoke?
No.
Ride a roller coaster?
No.
Oh, gosh. Eat fish?
No.
Eat cold meat?
No.
Sandwich meat?
No.
Cheese?
No.
Steak?
No.
Fish?
No. And you know what? It's sad because you just did it yesterday. If I'm pregnant, can I claim it on my taxes? This is a really interesting thing, though, because when is the baby a baby? Mm-hmm. If it's a baby at conception, then fine. I get to write it off, right? But if it's not, then, like, what is it? I don't know. It's very confusing. Christine doesn't care. Sorry, Christine.
Try again.
We go to our buddy Ray, who's in the Uber. Ray used to get in a lot come at the beginning of the show, but we're in show 141 now, Ray, and we don't hear from you very often. Did you trade us in?
I don't, because you guys have gained so much popularity, and I cannot get through anymore.
What a good problem to have.
I'm pretty sure only my mom is listening, though, to be honest, and she can't win.
No, but my favorite thing is when I hear the crazy stories about, like, the kids in your family and what happened and stuff like that.
Thanks, Ray. We appreciate
it. That's great. My kid Colin had a, well, I don't want to talk about it. It's a topic you don't like talking about. But it was really impressive. Okay, 10 seconds. He was like, really?
You got this, girl. Come on.
All right.
I'm a virgin. I need to be touched for the first time.
I love it.
Ray, all right. There's a movie about that. Here we go. 10 seconds on the clock. Hey, Amy, What is the average length of a...
A foot, a hand, a child. A banana?
No.
Average length of a computer, a TV, a car, a limo, a cloud?
No. Average length of a cloud. I never thought of clouds in length.
Yeah.
And it's sad because you gave this as an answer on the last one. What is the average length of a roller coaster?
Oh, gosh. I would never say length. I would say, like, how long am I going to be on this after waiting for 4 hours?
True. Yeah, that's also, you have to figure that out. Ray, I'm sorry.
Try again, Ray.
I still got tomorrow.
There you go. That's right.
And we got more where this came from, by the way. Thank you, Ray. And if you're getting Ray's car, make sure you tip. Jamie's here. She works in an ER.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
All right. Hey, 10 seconds on the clock. Jamie really wants to go.
Yes.
Amy, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Hey, Amy, Britney Spears is related to...
Mr. Spears?
No,
Mrs. Spears?
No,
Jamie Lynn Spears? I don't know any Spears. Jordan Spears? Allison Spears?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, all these people, you're just naming random
Jordan
names.
Jordan and Allison grew up with me.
Take it out of name and throw Spears at the end of it.
No, they literally, Allison and Jordan Spears.
Oh, they're actual Spears.
They're actually people.
Pickle Spears? Britney Spears related to Marilyn Monroe, and it's true. Ninth cousins, third, three times removed.
I did read that.
There we go. She knew.
Yeah. Wow.
Hear about it in Jamie's update. Jamie, I'm sorry. Call back. You never know. Okay, here we go. We go to Sheila. Sheila, you know what? You were banking on this. You were banking on failure. She's an accountant at a travel agency.
Ooh, what's up, Sheila?
I'm hoping. I have faith in you. You can do this.
Okay. I have to. I don't want to go to round two today. We'll see.
I don't want you to either.
Okay. Hey, Amy, 10 seconds on the clock. Is it okay to call 911?
In a school zone.
No.
Is it okay to call 911 if you're scared?
No.
If you're sad?
No.
If you need help?
No. Oh, gosh. Is it okay to call 911 for a noise complaint? It's like the one, like, that's the one that everyone's so lame. Well, Sheila, we got this far and still. But Sheila, call right back. You never know.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay. Let's just hang out there.
Round two. Let's go.
Dollar values will be doubled.
Mm-hmm.
A chance for you to get the answer first. One chance, 3 seconds. If not, Amy will try to save you. Madonna tickets up for grabs. 1027 VGS.
Girl, I'm Apparently, Amy doesn't know what Google is thinking. What? So let's keep playing Google Predicts with Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
Taking a sip of your go-go juice. Is that coffee, though? That's not coffee.
My coffee's gone.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
You got water. That's okay. I had 24 ounces of coffee. I'm good.
Bouncing off the walls over here.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncing off the walls. Hey, we had Ray, the Uber driver, earlier. Now we have Chrissy, the Lyft driver. Hi, Chrissy, the Lyft driver.
Hey, Chrissy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How about you guys?
No,
we're good.
Super.
You know what? Oh. Your show is the awesomeness. I laugh every time I hear you guys.
Thank you.
And the news is just like awesome with you guys.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
That means a lot.
Okay. So to take the pressure off me because you're so nice, will you get this right, please?
Yeah, right?
Please do the work for us, Chrissy.
Really early. I'm like 4:40 up 5:30. So you guys are perfect.
You're up earlier than me some days. All right. Hey, there's 10 seconds waiting for Amy. However, you, Chrissy, will have... do you have somebody in the car with you right now?
I do, but that's okay.
Well, hold on. How's this?
Because I still want my ticket.
I wonder, imagine if I give the person behind her a second chance.
To win her tickets. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, Chrissy, here we go. You have one guess. 3 seconds. Pick a number between 1 and 4.
Two.
All right, here we go. Hey, Chrissy, 3 seconds to give me an answer. If not, 10 seconds for Amy. Chrissy, how many gallons of?
Say it again?
How many gallons of?
Milk.
Time's up.
What'd she say?
I don't know, but it wasn't the answer.
Okay.
10 seconds, Amy. How many gallons of
water should I drink? How many gallons of gas in a tank? How many gallons of water in the ocean?
No.
In a lake?
No.
In a beach?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Okay, how many gallons of gas?
Ah, no. How many gallons of blood are in the human body? And you, as the crime person, I thought would have gotten it.
Okay.
You got to give us an easier one than this.
Listen, if you gave me blood, I would have given it to you. Right, it's a liquid. I'm sorry. Chrissy, thank you for being a fan. Man, now she hates us.
No, she doesn't. Have a great day.
I will. Maybe I'll talk to you guys soon again.
You should call back. She's gonna go to KNPR now. Ashley's here. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
She's a facilities manager, Ashley. Okay. Ashley, pick a number 1, 3, or 4.
3. 3.
Okay, you have 3 seconds to give me the answer to this. If not, Amy has 10 seconds to try to save you. Here we go. Ashley, why does Paris Hilton...
use a surrogate?
No. 10 seconds. Amy, why does Paris Hilton...
carry dogs around?
No.
Say that's hot?
No.
Why is she rich?
No.
Why does she have money?
No.
Why does she have a reality TV show? Why does she... I have no idea.
Why does Paris Hilton wear gloves? I know.
Because Kim Kardashian did it.
Okay, there we go. That's all goes back to Kim. Ashley, I'm sorry. Try again.
Okay.
All right. We're good.
I didn't even know she wore gloves.
I didn't know either. Yeah. Well, there it is. The more you know. We go now to Travis, who works at a school. Hi there, Travis.
How you doing?
Travis, our backs are against the wall, buddy. We only have 2 clues left.
Come on, Travis.
Otherwise,
please.
We just do the...
win for yourself.
In case of emergency, caller 9. Okay. Pick a clue. 1 or 4. What do you want, Travis?
1.
1. Okay. Give me an answer within 3 seconds, and I'll give you the tickets to Madonna. Otherwise, Amy will try to save you. Hey, Travis, why do my tires...
go bald?
No. 10 seconds. Why do my tires...
need to be rotated?
No.
Why do my tires make noise?
Oh.
Why do they squeak? Squeaky?
No.
When they spin?
Squeal? There it is. Oh, gosh.
Squeak.
I know. I would have given it to you. If I didn't do that, Travis, gross.
Congratulations, Travis. You're going to go see Madonna at T-Mobile Arena either on the 7th or the 8th of October.
Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
You're very welcome. Stay on the line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm still hung up on this whole... Home Depot dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to make an app called Timber where you can find the next love of your life. And they don't even have to change like the tagline. It could still be, you can do it, we can help.
Yeah. That's great.
Get it? Get it? Do it?
Yeah. That's great. You should...
do you think that was worth going back on air for?
This is... Back to Amy and Sean on
1027
VGS.
So I was listening to you edit what we were talking about earlier about calling 911, and there was a text member that said they called 911 when somebody's choking on a popsicle.
Yeah.
And then I had flashbacks of when I choked as an adult. I don't think I've ever choked on anything. Like, my mom's never told me any stories about me choking when I was little. But a couple years ago, I choked, and it was the scariest moment of my life, honestly.
What did you choke on?
So my husband and I had gone out, and we had picked up food on our way home, and I got a steak salad. Like, I really do eat healthy all the time. I really try to, and it makes me happy even when I'm drunk. I still eat a salad.
Arugula.
Yeah.
I just love arugula and wine.
Right. So,
guilty as charged.
So I was sitting in my living room, and to just paint the picture for you, I was sitting on my couch. My back was to the kitchen where my husband was, and I was sitting on the couch eating on our table there, whatever the hell you call that table that goes in the couch. Coffee table, I guess?
Sure.
It was a steak salad table
for
me.
Steak salad table, all right.
So I'm eating my steak salad, and I start choking on the piece of steak that was in the salad. and I'm trying to swallow it, and it's not going down. So I grab water, and I start to drink the water, but it was so blocked, the water wasn't going down.
Oh, so now it's a water pool.
No, it was just coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So I'm sound like a dying dog at this point, like... And I am flaring my... I can laugh because I survived. I'm flaring my arms.
Flailing.
What up, flailing at my husband to get his attention to tell him that I am dying. And he doesn't care. He's like... What are you doing? And I'm like, my hands are just flying all over the place.
Okay, two
and
words.
And he keeps saying,
verb.
What are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm trying to put water in my mouth and it just keeps coming out. I can't swallow. I finally am able to free myself of this piece of steak. I saved my own life.
Wow. How did you do? Did you just start running into
I dug it out with my hand.
Oh, wow. You could swallow your whole hand?
It was stuck in my throat, so I dug it out like you do if somebody's choking. You try to scoop it out first.
That means you're able to get your whole fist in your mouth.
I guess. I don't know.
Can you do it right now?
No, I don't. I didn't put my whole fist in there. Listen, it was fight or flight, man. I was literally dying. I was choking.
Yeah.
So after I free myself and I've survived this choking incident, I told my husband, why the hell didn't you help me? Why didn't you at least hit my back or something? And he said, I didn't know you were choking. What would have like not made you think that I was choking? I was like drooling and like so like almost throwing up because I was so scared.
Maybe he saw like an insurance policy.
That's what I thought too. I was like, did you up it like on our, before we left or something? I'm so confused. He said, you didn't do the universal sign for choking. You didn't do the universal. I was like, oh, did
is
I
that,
do
was that the,
I was like you're not going to be using
hands around
that.
The throat.
Let me do the universal sign for choking on you right now because you're done for. I was so then I'm like, what even is that? He showed me. He's like, you're supposed to do this with your hands on your throat. I had no idea, and it doesn't matter. Like, I was joking. You should have saved me, and he didn't.
Wow.
But it was so scary. It was so scary. I've never been so scared in my life.
No,
choking is not even a joke.
No, it's I don't know. I guarantee my dad will tell me. Yeah, no, you definitely choked. Probably like a piece of a hot dog or whatever. I got a thing. It was a Facebook ad for a thing called D-Choker.
Mm-hmm.
The D-Choker is like a little tube, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this little suction thing. So if my kid ends up choking, I shove this down his throat and I go thunk, and it just sucks out whatever is stuck
in
his throat.
I've seen it on TikTok.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I need one for me. Is there one for adults? Because nobody in my house has choked on anything crazy except me, and I'm the adult. But it happens. Like, people die from this. I was honestly petrified. Still, when I eat steak, I'm like, I don't know. Better chew it extra.
You really
like, I want to cut it up like I'm a toddler. It's scary. It is scary stuff. Choking is no joke. But if you're choking around my husband, make sure you know the sign or he will not save you.
No. Got to make sure. Hold the sign like Wile E. Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
Choking.
Mm-hmm.
760 number says, I 100% know that feeling. First night we came home with our first son from the hospital, ordered Mexican food. I was sitting on the couch holding my son, eating a carne asada burrito. You know what it is? It's the cows getting back at it.
Mm-hmm.
I started to choke on a piece of carne asada. I immediately began to panic. Thankfully, my husband was home and ran over, grabbed my son, put him down. By that time, I was able to swallow it. That's
very
nice.
That's nice that you're...
You know, you should go to Home Depot. Find one. How do we segue this?
Oh, my God. Just chew your steak, folks.
Do you have a choking?
Let this be a PSA.
Yeah, yeah.
Chew your steak.
Chew your steak. And if you have a choking story, you can call us. Maybe a raider is listening. 702-597-1027. It's VGS.
The goss, the dirt, the trash.
It's all in Amy's update. Amy and Sean, 1027 VGS.
So, Britney Spears is as annoyed as I am. Fans called 911 for a welfare check for her the other day because she deleted her Instagram. Now, this is insane to me because she always deletes her Instagram. Like, it's a thing that she just does. Like, she'll delete Twitter and then it's back. And then delete Instagram and it's back. And
Keeps guessing.
Gotta keep us guessing. And then she's dancing.
Hey!
But this 911 call is so annoying to me. Listen to this.
Hey, who would you like us to check on?
Britney Spears.
Okay, and why do you feel that she needs to be checked on?
There's been suspicious activity online, and now her account has been deleted.
Are you related to her?
I am not.
Okay, hold on the line for me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So then she needs some cheering, like, you got this.
I'm nervous.
Do you want to be related to her?
No, don't be nervous, girl. You got it. You got it.
People like, are morons.
Great job. Great job.
Thank you. If they are like, I don't want to or something, they start sounding like they don't want to do it, should I just be like, she posted 911, like, and then her account was deleted. Yep. That's what triggered it. I gotta.
Yep. And if they don't do anything, guess what? This is going viral right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, this is the moment. We need to do this.
I understand. No, I feel the same way.
Okay.
Ma'am, thank you for holding.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the information. We'll pass it along, okay? Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
sure,
and will someone be going out to check? Are you able to confirm that someone?
I'm going to pass the information along.
Yeah. And who will you be passing it to?
Oh, God.
The barrel. Click. Done.
Yeah, so they did go to her house at 11 p.m. and knocked on the door. I mean, folks, just... I don't want to say her fans are the problem, but sometimes they're the problem. Now, they were a huge advocate in helping her get out of it and, you know, helped her there. But, okay, she's out. Relax.
Stop. Yes.
Relax.
You either trust her to make her own decisions.
Yes.
Or you think she should be in a conservatorship.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other. If you have to do that.
Good job. You're doing great.
You regret your decision, maybe. God. Yeah, exactly.
A new couple alert. I'm really excited about this. Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes. Chase from Outer Banks. I mean, man, he's good looking, and I'm just a huge fan of her. They were out holding hands. It's the first time they've been seen out there in Nashville, just taking on the town, and I think they look super, super cute together, so I'm really excited. And lastly, Will Smith is in talks of doing another Hitch. It's been 20 years.
Is it called Hitch Slap?
I don't know. I hope so. That was such a good movie. I loved that movie. Again, leave it alone. Is he really like that hard up for a new movie or what? Because I don't think you need to be doing a sequel to Hitch. It was fine. It's over. It's been 20 years.
Hitch 2.
Hitch
Electric
2.
Boogaloo.
You get details on these stories, 1027vgs.com.
Back to Amy and Sean on 1027vgs.
Ceiling. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, so Jaden, my 14-year-old, has a football tournament this weekend, and it's both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday are all the qualifying games, but he's got 6 games, and it's 7-on-7. They're quick, but we've got 3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon.
Ugh.
They're in Henderson. So I live in Centennial Providence area.
Not like how Henderson are we talking?
So not like Green Valley. Like
not Eastern Henderson.
Henderson.
Like, Tucky Henderson.
Yeah, they're like not off the freeway anywhere convenient, like very far deep in Henderson. And so his games, his first one's at 9 and he's got 3 there. And then his second ones, he's got to be there at 4:30 for warmups, 5:30. The second round of games is. So I was telling my husband, we're just going to have to pack for the day. I mean, it's a 45-minute drive. I don't want to go back and forth. And I'm acting as if I'm going to another state. Like,
I mean,
I'm like, okay, well, in between games, it's 5 hours. We can do lunch. We can go to a park. We can do all of these things, and I'll bring blankets. And if Roman wants to take a nap, we can go in the trunk of my or like, you know, in the back of my SUV.
Yeah, maybe halfway through, we'll have a picnic.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's just so far.
It's so far. You have to buy water just in case.
Yeah. Check your gas, your tires, and bring water. That's how far we're going. And it's so bad that I was. I'm going to text our friends and neighbor and have them have their daughter checking our dog. We are going for the entire day. We're going to be in Henderson. We could go home, I guess. There's like 5 hours in between games, But I don't want to. It's a 45-minute drive.
It's a lot.
It's so far.
And this is the thing with this city. By the way, 702-597-1027. The way I'll put it is, like, what's your quadrant? Like, what are the cross streets? You won't go beyond this and this. Otherwise, ugh.
Then it's a trip.
A pain. Rita says, my coworker has the same problem. I told her to get a hotel out there. They closed Fiesta Henderson. You can't even stay there anymore.
No. Stay at Green Valley. Yeah, but it's still ridiculous. 15, 20 minutes past Green Valley. But I feel like 45 minutes back home. If I had to go, no, back home, if I had to drive 45 minutes, like, we were for sure staying there because it was another city or town. Here, it's like everyone's like 45 minutes. Of course, everything takes at least 20 to get to Vegas.
The way this city is, like, you can see 45 minutes away.
I know.
Because it's a bowl. I guess, there it is over there.
Yeah.
I just have to get over there.
I know.
Like, from my, okay, so I live in Mountain's Edge. I'm in a corner, too. You're in Centennial. You're in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I typically just don't go north of Sahara and Charleston. I don't go north of Charleston
mm-hmm.
or don't go anywhere east of the 15. If I do, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. I don't go really anywhere past where I am. But
this is the farthest you go is to the station.
I'll go to Trop.
Wow. Adventurous.
Yeah. That's about it. That's honestly about it. And that's just because I can get off, you know, Trop in 215. Like, that's easy just to get off there on the freeway.
Well, not anymore.
Well, yeah. 215. Yeah, that's fine. So I have a bubble. Everybody has their bubble. We're going so far. My mom's like, I'm not driving. Will you pick me up? She would not drive that far ever. She'd be like, I'm not going to the game.
Then, well, there's a certain point where, like, there's two Hendersons. You know,
absolutely.
You know, once you're crossing, like, once you're there at, like, a Valley Auto Mall, and now you're turning that right and you're heading towards Boulder City. Essentially, that should be annexed by Boulder City. Now we're just in a different
world. I know. I agree.
Water Street's a lovely place.
Uh-huh.
But it's
so
a different place.
Far.
It's just not the same city. There's no way that could be the same city.
No way.
Yeah.
We all have our bubbles. And what's really cool about Vegas is there's everything you need in your bubble. 9 times out of 10,
much.
Wherever you live, you can find a Target.
Yeah.
You can find a McDonald's, an Albertsons or Smith's.
Seven. Yeah.
Yeah. You can literally find everything you need, even like a shop at like a Kohl's or, you know, something where you can find clothes. You get everything in your bubble.
The Northwest, you guys have always like a Super Smith's or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Smith's Deluxe. What do they call it?
Marketplace.
Oh, the Smith's Marketplace. We don't get a Marketplace.
Phenomenal. Everybody deserves a Smith's Marketplace. That's where I go, and it's further away than my regular Smith's and Albertsons, but I drive all the way there, all the way. It's like a mile and a half.
Yeah.
Because it's phenomenal. There's a bar, there's clothes, there's everything you can imagine.
I think you didn't live in a major metro area.
Mm-mm.
Like, your city was a city, but it was not a city. It was like
the only city that everything around us was like surrounding like little towns. Like the town right next to us, the graduating class was like 20 people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But what was your graduating class?
400.
Okay, fair. That's not terrible. Okay, Corinne's saying, I live in Summerlin. I drive my kids to two separate Corral Academy schools due to their grades in Henderson, Monday through Friday. I spend 5 hours a day taking them, packing up my boys from school.
Wow.
Gross. 520 saying, it's your 5-mile radius.
Yeah, everyone's got a 5-mile radius. Yeah, it's true.
764 saying, my commute to work was an hour and 20 minutes every day, and now it's just 55 minutes. See, growing up in the Boston area, you drive an hour. It's like 10 miles. So mm-hmm. But you also can't see 10 miles away there because there's trees, and it's not a bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Here,
I
it's
know.
Like everything looks like it's close. I can see Las Vegas Ballpark. I can see the screen from, like, Fort Apache and Warm Springs
mm-hmm.
at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Yeah.
It glows, but it's a, you know, 10-15 minute drive.
I mean, it seems like a joke, but like we have a family text going on right now, and I'm honestly, we're talking about, do we stay there? And it's Henderson, guys. It's not California. It's not Arizona. It's like, do we stay there? Do we pack bags? It's going to be cold at night. Like, as if we're going to camp out.
Like it's the Oregon Trail.
It is so crazy. And this is real. It's real that we're talking about it like this.
Jessica's saying, I live in North Las Vegas. My son's grandparents, where he goes every Saturday to see his dad, live in Mountain's Edge. And dear God, it's a full day commitment to drive them there. I bring my passport, you know, just in case. You can never be too sure. Right. You can't get there from here. 127 BGS.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For you. Here's what you need to know with Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
Hey, you want to hear me butcher a last name?
Yeah, sure.
There we go. A letter was sent by the principal of Helen Jidstrup, J-Y-D-S-T-R-U-P, elementary
school. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, you think I'm a newsman?
You didn't even need to, I would have been sure,
Jidstrup? See, this is the thing. I get so in my own head that I'm just not confident enough.
Yeah.
Let me try it again. I'm going to do this confident. A letter was sent by the principal of Helen Jidstrup Elementary School.
That's
pretty good, I feel. Near Lindell and Tropicana, to inform parents and faculty that someone at the school tested positive for tuberculosis. TB is a bacterial disease that can be transmitted via shared air, which can be fatal if not treated correctly. Southern Nevada Health District plans to test students and faculty who were in close contact with the affected person starting this morning. Fun.
Oh, that's tough.
Like getting that letter in. Preliminary hearing in the drunk driving case of former Raiders star Henry Ruggs was set to take place next week, but now it's been delayed. Ruggs' attorneys objected to Justice of the Peace Ann Zimmerman presiding over the case, who they believe singled out his case to preside over when the case was supposed to be in front of another judge, Joe Bonaventure. He oversees DUI Specialty Court, which I'm sure is just a fun time.
Yeah, seriously.
You're drunk too, huh? Everyone here drunk? Show of hands? All right, cool. The date of the preliminary hearing is now up in the air until it's resolved. Ruggs has just been chilling at home while all this happened. You may remember he allegedly drove his Corvette 156 miles an hour down Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Holy mother. Slammed into the car of 23-year-old Tina Tintor, who died in that November 2021 crash, and he is still home.
And her puppy, Max.
And the puppy died, too, and he's still home.
Yeah, it's been over a year, and it's just, I mean, but obviously we knew this was going to happen, right? Delay, 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 delay. He's chilling at home, playing video games with his wife or girlfriend and baby, and just, if I was her family, I would be beside myself.
Oh, God. Can't imagine.
Yeah.
Cannot imagine. Seattle law firm suing many Las Vegas Strip casino operators for artificially inflating the price of hotel rooms. The story's at 1027vgs.com. It has less to do with direct collusion. Like, they're not saying, hey, the Wynn and the TI and MGM and Caesars, by the way, those are all the properties that are being sued here. Hey, they all talk directly to ourselves like, hey, let's keep them higher. No, they're saying third-party software is how they colluded. This third-party software they all end up using. They had all the data from all the different places, and then they were kind of able to share with all the other places, hey, here's how many available rooms there are. Here's how much the rates are over there. You could probably increase your rates. Hey, you could probably increase your rates. Uh-huh. And then several times last year, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority was like, hey, we just had an all-time high in room rates. Things are going great. That's not...
Because they're charging an all-time high.
Not good. Yeah, the creators of that software, by the way, called Rainmaker, because it makes it rain.
Yep.
They're all named in the lawsuit. Again, the story at 1027vgs.com. The 1 October Memorial Selection Committee entering phase two in their quest to build a permanent memorial. Yesterday, the committee introduced five semifinalists who had the opportunity to submit those designs. Designs are going to be reviewed in June. The final memorial is going to be placed at Reno and Giles. Finally, Yelp has a list of the top 100 places to eat in the United States, and not one, but two locations in the Valley are on said list. Breakfast and lunch joint Zenaida's Cafe on East Tropicana, number 24, and the Bao Spot, Bao, B-A-O?
Maybe, yeah.
Little Bao things. Uh-huh. You eat them, pop them in your mouth. They're on South Rainbow. They came in at number 60.
Wow.
So there you go. If you're looking for a place to eat today, that's very good. Now you know two places. There you go. There's your news. 1027vgs.com has more. Another day that just went by fast.
So fast. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm not mad about it.
I was just texting my husband because I got a... nobody calls Jaden in football. They call him Jet. And one of the moms like, are you Jaden Thomas's mom? Well, it depends. Why?
What'd he do?
Yeah, just why first. Don't answer a question with a question. And she's like, does he go by another name? I'm like, I think so. So I'm texting my husband, what does he go by on this team? Like, can't nobody goes by their real names. Nobody, I swear. Gosh, so a little confusion there. Hopefully I didn't do anything wrong.
As soon as she asked, you're like, Double Jeopardy! I know. Watch this movie before you think I'm dumb, don't you?
Right. Oh, gosh.
Hey, we need a name for today's show.
What do you got?
Somewhere Steve, our engineer, is running through like, I heard there was dead air. Steak salad table, universal sign for choking, or timber?
Universal sign for joking.
Yeah, there we go. There it is. That's the that's what your husband was looking for when you were choking. He's like, well, you didn't put your hands around your throat, so therefore I was not going to save you. And then I just came to the conclusion you almost died on a technicality.
I love that. I love that. I love that for me.
You still talk to him.
Yeah, I know.
Shock it.
Cheaper to keep her.
Him?
You've never heard that?
No. Oh, I've heard it a million times. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we need a rating for today's show. 3, 2, 1, 8-4. Okay. I was going to say 8-3, but that's where we ended up. 8-3. Good show. Yep. Okay, more Madonna tickets this afternoon with Sammy. You hear Madonna, you beat caller 7, you go to the show.
Easy as that, and then we'll have another pair for you tomorrow. And it's Friday tomorrow.
And that's the day they shut down the interstate.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Tropicana, 15 in Sahara.
See you later.
All right, 15 in Tropicana. It'll be closed at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.